We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, three of the nation's largest children and adolescent medical groups have declared a national state of emergency in children and adolescents for mental health. Maybe you've heard about this. It's largely a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, so it is critical that parents know the signs of emotional stress, anxiety, things that might be going on with their kids. Dr. Gail Saltz is with us, best-selling author, one of the nation's biggest experts on children and adult mental health. Thank you so much for the time today, Dr. Saltz. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this. How can we open our conversation with our child about how they're feeling? Because it's just sometimes just taking that first step is the toughest part for a parent. We feel like we don't know what to do.
I think that's true. And I think, you know, unfortunately, these issues have been stigmatized for such a long time that parents often aren't comfortable, frankly, asking their kids how they're feeling and how they're doing. When it would be better if they could. In fact, just asking and discussing it with your child can actually help them just doing that. But it is really important now because, as you brought up, many kids are facing isolation, feeling lonely, feeling stressed, catching the feelings of stress their parents are having. And we just know that children in general do develop mental health issues, anxiety disorders or mood disorders, depression. And so you want to take note if your child does seem to be sad a good bit of the day or worried a good bit of the day, if they ask a lot of what if questions, what if this or that happens, certainly if they're having any interruption in their sleep or change in their appetite. If you see, for example, their engagement in school dropping and maybe a change in grades, or maybe they don't want to engage with friends in the way that they used to, these are signs that there could be something going on in terms of mental health for your child. And it's really important to pay attention because the sooner that you get treatment, the more treatable it actually is, and the faster that that can resolve and you can just set them back on their normal path.
And I don't ask this to in any way make parents feel guilty or anything about what they're experiencing in their own lives, but how frequently can kids become stressed or depressed or anxious if they're sensing these kinds of things coming from their parents?
Well, the reality is kids have great radar and they do pick up when you're anxious or you're depressed, and it does have an effect on them. And it's not to make the parent feel guilty. It's actually to encourage the parent that they're getting their own mental health care will not only help them, it also does help their child. So yes, children note and they do feel stressed. They know that something's wrong. They don't know what's wrong. Sometimes kids internalize that and think it's something they've done to cause the wrong, the problem. And so it's important to let them know if you're not feeling good, if you're having a hard time, it's okay to tell your child, mom is stressed or dad is struggling with feeling sad, but I'm going to a doctor. I'm getting some help with that. And you can be a model for how valuable that can be and how positive and normal a thing that is to do if you're not feeling okay.
Such good stuff. So at what point should we be seeking out a mental health care provider for either ourselves or our child? At what point should there be that tipping point?
The tipping point usually is when those symptoms, sadness or anxiety, disruption of ability to take pleasure in things or ability to concentrate on things is actually interfering with your ability to function. So whether that's at work, for the adult, it's work, for the kid, it's school, or whether that's in relationships, you're irritable and you're blowing up a lot in your relationships. Same thing for the child, or you're withdrawing. When it's impacting any arena of life in terms of your ability to function, that is the time to go seek help. And if you're an adult, Well, you know, you need to find a therapist. You can talk to your physician about finding a therapist. You can, if you're looking for resources, actually for you as an adult or for your child, for that matter, you can go to nextgen.com/nextgenmind, and that's NextGen with the letter G, to look for resources. And the good thing that you should know is that telehealth, which has really exploded during the pandemic time out of necessity, but it turns out that telehealth can be every bit as effective as in-person visits. And that's really great to know for adults, but also for kids who might just feel more comfortable sitting at their computer and being able to talk to someone on screen for an evaluation and for therapy.
Yeah, especially with all the Zooming they've been doing with school and that sort of thing. Absolutely.
They are super comfortable with it, and it can be easier. Absolutely.
It's so true. So let's talk about this holiday season. How can we help decrease stress levels surrounding the holiday season?
Yeah, many people are stressed. Well, one of two things or both things are stressing them out. The shorter days and less light of, you know, the winter time does affect some people who are predisposed to seasonal affective disorder. If you are experiencing depression this year and you've had it other years, you should talk to a mental health professional, because there are particular kinds of treatments that could be helpful for you, not only therapy and medication, but possibly light box treatment. But for the holidays, people feel like they're supposed to be happy and jolly and loving. And you know, a lot of people don't feel that way. And that disconnect and having super high expectations for the holidays can only make you feel worse. So align your expectations. Realize that it is a stressful time of year for a lot of people, not just you. You can cut back in terms of how much you're spending, how many gifts you have to buy, how many cookies you have to bake. You know, you can just scale it down a little to not like stress yourself out completely. Talk to people around you that you trust about how you're feeling. That's very important and very helpful. If you feel alone, if you don't have people in your life, reach out to one or two to see if you can join them, to feel more comfortable, to feel more connected to somebody during the holiday. And again, if you're struggling and really you get down, then one thing to be concerned about is don't turn to alcohol, because that at this time of year, a lot of people do and they can create a problem, or drugs for that matter. Avoid the heavy junk food eating. Try to get good sleep. Use some of the coping tools like aerobic exercise and deep breathing and so on. But think about reaching out to a healthcare provider if, in fact, you're really feeling down about the holidays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.